A Lenten devotional for April 10th, 2020, based on Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, and verses 19 to 33, by the Reverend Kelly D. Wilde. In my life, I've known a number of people who have prayed for a miracle, and the request has been granted. The response is usually, God is good. God is good. But I always wonder what the person's response would have been if God had chosen to answer the prayer differently. What if God had decided not to cure the cancer or heal the person's child? What would be the response then? I am cautious when responding to a wonderful healing that has taken place after ardent prayer, because there is usually someone close by for whom God did not answer the prayer for a loved one with a miraculous healing. I have had people ask me, why didn't God save my loved one? Didn't I pray hard enough? Most of us know someone who prayed and prayed and prayed, yet God seemed silent. I understand rejoicing in the wonderful healing power that God has and demonstrates. I also understand that for many faithful, God-loving people, life can be very hard. It can be easy to believe in God's grace and mercy in the good times, when we have an abundance of stuff and lots of love from family and friends. It can seem more difficult to believe in God's grace and mercy when we struggle just to find enough to eat, or a place to sleep, or people we know and love have died, been killed, or suffered brutality. I work with people who seem to go from one struggle to the next, one tragedy to the next, feel alone or abandoned, and basically that life is hard and then you die. And I see the pain and suffering they experience. The Book of Lamentations is hard for many people to read. Yet it is in this book that we hear of a faith in God's goodness and compassion and steadfast love based on who God is, not on what God has done for me lately. The strength of our faith is demonstrated when life is hard, prayers seem unanswered, and God appears absent. Yet still we know the abundance of God's steadfast love. God, help us to know that you do not forsake us, that your steadfast love, grace, and mercy are always present in our lives. Let us rejoice and say God is good, even when to our prayer we do not get the answer we so desperately want. Amen.